From what I remember, it was pretty good. You know, I'm a fan of getting on planes. I love getting on them because you can really get away from everything and get some time to yourself. I got a lot of time to myself, but I was pretty much asleep the whole time. So it was a nice trip. I'm happy to be back over here. Say it one more time. You never know till you get there. You know, I've done traveling in the past and switching different time zones, and I've gone from here to here and back there. So it depends. You know, hopefully we get some great weather. The past time I came here, I think it was like a high of like 95. It was hot last time I came here. So just depending on how the weather goes, you know, hopefully everything adjusts at the right time, and we'll be prepared for Sunday. I didn't book the flights. We just hopped on them. So, you know, you got to midstream adjust, and everything will work itself out. You know, they were 3 hours back, so I think the time difference is even greater on their end. So, I think, you know, the Giants had a plan for us, and you know, you just got to trust the plan. Packing a bag in advance instead of, you know, probably scrambling to run out the house and pack a bag. So just got to mentally prepare. You know, you were coming over here. You know there's going to be a time difference. You know you're going to be tired. I think this might be the most awake I've been since I've been here. Since I've been here, I've been exhausted. So just get a chance to catch up on some sleep, maybe catch a nap now, and you know, get prepared for tomorrow and then get prepared for Sunday. I feel good. I feel better. You know, traveling probably doesn't help as much, but I feel better on that end. Definitely feel better than yesterday. And again, like I said, I'm waking up a little more, so, you know, your body's starting to wake up all over. And, you know, hopefully there'll be no issues. Not so much. You know, once you get there and you feel the atmosphere, something that you know, like I said, last week I made it through by the grace of God and just him giving me the strength. And then, you know, also it was the atmosphere that you're in, the adrenaline rush that you can get, that it'll make, you know, the pain and the nagging of it kind of go away in a sense. So, you know, hopefully there will be a lot more of that, and I'll be ready for Sunday. We got to come out and play the way that, you know, I feel we're capable of playing. Like you said, they're a great defense. They got a great, great front four and front seven. And they got some guys in their secondary who could play, and some guys who are out there who can make big hits and everything. So they're a very physical team, very chippy team. Love the way that they play. It's going to be quite a matchup. I don't know so much as a boost of confidence, you know, going off of what happened last week as much as, you know, seeing what we're capable of doing. So it's just a matter of building off of that. Keep building, keep progressing. I think the key thing that, you know, we didn't really mention last week, I think the offensive line gave up like one sack and there was no penalties besides, you know, the one penalty that I had. So we played at a high level on offense last week, overcame adversity. Even when we were down, you know, pretty much the whole game, down 10, going into the third, fourth, I don't remember exactly how it went, but I know we trailed a lot and we just kept fighting. So it shows what this team's made of. It shows, you know, what we're capable of doing.
How much does Josh being left behind and his stuff talk about? How much do you think it affects the team?
I mean, obviously it's going to be talked about. You know, this is New York, so it's going to be talked about. And with us, like I said, the information is brought to us because of everything that goes on. But as far as talking about it right now, I think everyone is just trying their hardest to focus on London. And then after that, you really get to look into it and see what's going on. But right now, obviously, the main focus has got to be London. It's got to be the Rams because, like, you know, we're going against a great team. Appreciate it. It's having fun, you know, taking the jokes that, you know, somebody, they try to make fun of you and you spin it right back, you know, that's all it is. Just having fun. There's not really any way to bother me. So, you know, when it first happened and I hit the net and it was a big deal about it, I kind of take it and do the same thing. And I could see that, you know, not everybody likes that, but it is what it is, you know. I don't know. I don't know. We'll see where it goes. But if there was ever a wedding or anything like that, you know, Jarvis Landry would be my best man for sure. So just got to throw that out there. No, it doesn't bother me. It doesn't matter. If I ran off the field and didn't celebrate, there would be something that was written, said, or done. So either way it goes, man, you have to live life. You have to enjoy it. And have fun. So, like I said, no matter what I do, there's going to be extra attention, period. You know, if I dyed my hair another color, there would be extra attention. If, like I said it all the time, if I wear some funky shoes, there's going to be extra attention. So it is what it is at this point. You just got to go out. And me personally, I have to do the best to not be a distraction to my team, which I don't think they've ever felt that way, in a sense. Everybody in the locker room knows what it is with me. They know how I feel about them. They know what I'm willing to do and give to them each and every day, not just on Sundays. I agree with him, and the trip couldn't have come at a better time. You know, we went 2-0, lost 3 straight, battled, fought hard, won this one. Now we're 3-3, and we're going into our last game before the bye week, and then you make that back season stretch push. So this is a very big game for us, as far as seeing what kind of team we are, seeing what we can go through, how to handle everything in a sense, and then overcome adversity. You know, I've came out here a couple of times. There's so much I want to do in life in general with this world and see. So right now, it's really about just spending some time with the teammates, showing them around, at least whatever I know, which isn't much, but still better than nothing. So just getting a chance to bond with them, really, let them see and enjoy everything, because, you know, this is opportunities that, you know, at 5 years old, you never did you think I'd be playing football in London. Like, never really was implanted in my mind, unless it was soccer, but that was it. So, like I said, just enjoy this. Enjoy it all. It's a possibility, but I don't know. Who's playing against? Arsenal, right? Yeah, Ozil, he said that they would, you know, if I wanted to go to the game or something like that, we could. So if, you know, maybe the wideouts or some other people want to go and we'll get a group together and they present us with that opportunity, you know, we may take them up on that. But, again, most importantly right now is resting and getting ready for Sunday. It gave me chills when you said that. It's a blessing. It definitely is a blessing, and I appreciate, you know, all the ones out there who do have the jerseys, and all the ones who hopefully, you know, will be getting it in the future. So it's really great, you know, come a long way, and like I said, right now we've got some big goals that we're focused on, and we don't want to settle for anything less than that. I can't wait to get there and just see the atmosphere, see the stadium. It's going to be like a dream come true. So hopefully I can get out there, just have fun, just enjoy it, embrace it all, and enjoy every moment. You don't get too many like that. So I'm looking forward to it. I expect a lot of cheers for, everything. Everything in a sense. And I hopefully it's as loud as it is, when you got the FIFA turned all the way up and you score a goal and whatnot. So I'm definitely looking forward to it. I think that this is exciting for this culture as well. It's just taking steps. We're moving and we're kind of getting football to be a bigger thing over here. And I'm sure there's going to be people at the game who aren't going to have just, Rams and Giants jerseys on. I'm sure they'll be supporting whatever team it is that they support. But still, all in all, they'll be enjoying it. So, like I said, I'm looking forward to it. You got to protect yourself at all times. And I think that comes down to not just you protecting yourself, but everybody in the game of football protecting yourself, refs, the NFL, everyone has to understand what's at stake and things like that. You don't need stuff like that to happen, like what happened last time. It shouldn't be a big issue, but do expect it. If it's not there, then it won't be there. But always say stay ready so you don't have to get ready.